Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, he came back in the right way. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Joining us now, as he will every Wednesday at 3 o'clock, Larry Anderson, L.A., so glad to have you back.
Thank you.
How's
Thank
it feel
you.
To be back?
Welcome back, brother.
Yeah, welcome back.
Thank you. Yeah, it feels great.
Yeah?
It feels great. I'm, it's trying to get stuff taken care of and getting back in the booth, getting back in the swing of things. It's not like riding a bike like I thought. I got in there and I was like, what the heck am I supposed to do now?
Riding a bike is hard. You know, I don't know why people say
it.
It's
very hard.
Yeah.
I got to admit, man, I was wondering how long you was going to milk this thing. And I'm like, seriously, man.
I'm almost on the verge of calling and saying, I'm going to need another home standoff. It was 80 degrees down there, okay?
Yeah. Right. You weren't exactly like the weather was much better down there.
Exactly.
You know how I knew you were really back? I was listening to the game on Monday night, and you not letting go that Taiwan Walker walked a guy that was hitting 114. I was like, oh, LA's back, man. He's back.
Oh. I can't remember if it was the first hitter or the second hitter. I know I got on the umpire.
Yep.
And that's when everybody's like, oh, yeah, things haven't changed.
Yeah, we missed you, man. Yes, sir. Well, good to be back. Good to have you back, brother.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Good to be back.
Yes. So I guess this is our first time of talking to you, and the Phil's sitting at, 10-7. You know, what do you feel about what you've seen so far out of the team this year?
I don't know what the word is, hesitant as to what's going on. It just, something doesn't seem right to me. And I don't know if it's just because we're not swinging the bats that well. Or I don't think we are. And then, you know, some letdowns in the bullpen, some letdowns in the road. I don't know. Things just didn't seem right. And it's early. And that's the only thing I say, like, you know what? Like, and yesterday the weather was just brutal. I think the big thing about it is like that some of the guys struggle with Marshy, Bohm, those guys. I mean, it's the middle of April. Mm-hmm. So there's only 5.5 months left to get out of it. So I'm not real concerned there. I mean, guys go through these slumps, and, you know, we talked to JT after the game last night, and the veterans guys, and, you know, we go around, we talk to them, we've all been there, pick your head up, and but they're all receptive to it, you know, but it's tough when you're going through it. You just, it's like a woe is me, like, what do I got to do? I'm, you know, sometimes I hit the ball hard, sometimes I don't, sometimes I hit in double pitches. And everybody's gone through struggles. You know, anybody that's played sports has gone, well, maybe not Tony Gwynn, but, you know, others have struggled at the plate. Mm-hmm. And almost every guy, you know, that's put on the uniform has struggled at some point in time. And so it's just a matter, I think, just being patient and trusting your stuff, you know, believing in yourself, and then, you know, going from there. But I right now, it's just the offense isn't clicking. It's just, like, trying to find out, is Schwarber going to lead off? Is Turner going to lead off? Is Stott, you know, who? I think Thompson's trying to figure out what the best recipe is. And it's, you know, when some guys are struggling and you don't have your whole offense there, it's hard to figure out, well, who to, who to put where. Who's, you know, it seems like whoever they were putting behind Harper was struggling.
Mm-hmm.
Or not struggling, was not every time they put him there, they didn't have a good game. It's like he needs some protection. And the way Schwarber swings against left-handers, I'm like, oh, yeah, throw him in there behind Harper. I thought, I never would have thought of it. I really wouldn't have. But I think it was a good idea for, you know, at certain times to back Schwarber behind Harper.
Yeah, I agree. L.A., you mentioned Topper, L.A. Yeah. You know, in the past, he's shown his faith in his players, right? He's given them time to sort of work through things. I think of Casty and how he allowed him to work through last year, putting him out there every day. In years past, whether it was Schwarber, even Trey at times, he would go a while before he's doing anything, I guess, sort of un-Topper-like as far as moving guys around in the lineup. In the past, how do you like the way he's approached this year? He's not waiting very long to at least shake some things up. So how do you like how Topper sort of try to manage this early portion of the season?
I personally like trying to shake things up.
Yeah.
I mean, I think he's trying to find the right combo again, but to shake it up. I mean, when this team is, you know, a lot of the media is saying that, you know, it's the Dodgers, then can't think of a second place team, and then have Phillies third. But, you know, as far as I don't know the power rankings or something like that, and the Phillies are ranked third, and a lot of them, I'm like, what are they basing that? I guess they're basing it on the past, but they're certainly not basing it on this year. I don't think, or they shouldn't be, because if they are, then I don't see how the Phillies are third in there.
Yeah.
You know, and again, it's early,
yep.
and you know, things seem to, you know, oftentimes just even out throughout the year. So I would much rather be this than like it was last year, get off to a great start and look like they're going to, you know, win 120 games and then lose out in the first round in the playoffs. I would rather get some of this messiness out of the way early and then come on late. And
yeah,
hopefully that'll happen. And again, it's a long season. There's a whole lot of baseball left. So for me to say the team's struggling offensively or struggling in different categories, I don't think that's getting on the team or it's not getting on Topper.
Yeah.
And I think he's trying to figure things out. It's just, it is what it is. And I think you just have to trust the track record of the guys in the lineup.
Talking to Larry Anderson, will join us every Wednesday at 3:00 for the rest of the year. Let's talk about something good, actually. And by the way, as much as they're struggling, they're 10-7, so it could be worse.
Yep.
Jesus Luzardo, who has been the best pitcher on the Phillies so far this year, at least in terms of performance. What have you seen out of Luzardo so far?
I think a lot of confidence. I think he's one of the big things. I mean, health and confidence. I think the two biggest things for him, he came into camp healthy, wanting to get back to where he was a couple of years ago and getting his health back, and he does. He seems to have it all back, and now it's just, I think from what he did in the spring, he got a lot of confidence. He's a confident kid to start with, I think, or it seems to be. And so to go out and do what he's doing early, I think just boosts that confidence. And when you've got confidence, you can do a lot of things that, you know, maybe people don't expect, or maybe they expect you to, but you haven't done it. But when you got confidence and you trust in yourself, good things happen. And I think that's where he's at right now. He's got put away stuff that's just, I mean, and coming up with the slurve or sweeper this spring has been a big key for him too, a big help to his repertoire. And he goes out there, and I think, you know, the command issues, we haven't really seen any problems with that for the most part, and that's what I like. He's just going out there trying to attack the hitters, and he's got the stuff to do it. Just go right at him.
Now, a guy who we normally can rely on, Zach Wheeler's had a rough couple of starts, and the one thing that made me a little nervous about the last after the last start is he repeated over and over that his velocity is not where it was, and he seemed a little worried about it. Have you seen anything out of Wheeler aside from normal Wheeler? He hasn't really looked like himself the last couple of starts.
No, he hasn't. And it's like when something gets a little off, you start searching, and I think that's where he's at right now. He's kind of searching, like, what's going on with this? A lot of times, I think with the losing some velocity, a lot of times, it, to me, it's just a matter of a little mechanic adjustment somewhere, some way. And I don't know if he's getting his body out in front a little bit of his arm, and his arm's dragging. He's using more arm. I didn't see a lot of the last time he threw in St. Louis. But watching him before, I mean, something that can be just off just a little bit, and it can throw everything off. And I think he's just trying to find that. And I don't have any concerns about him getting back to where we expect him to be and where he expects himself to be. I think it's a couple game hiccup, and I expect him to be back his old self, you know, within a start or two, maybe the next start, just come back. And but the other thing is, you start getting in your head too, and you start, am I starting to lose it, or, you know, what's going on with my velocity? And then those things roll through our head. We're all human. And so when you start getting, I would say negative thoughts, they creep in, that when things aren't going well, even if it's a couple games, you allow those little negative thoughts to creep in. And that can make things even more of a struggle. I don't think that Zach's there. I think he really trusts in himself, but I think he's searching right now to say, well, why is my velocity down or whatever? And again, it could be something as little as a little slight mechanical fix, but I think it's a matter of going back, looking at the tape, looking at the video of last year, or, you know, earlier on his first couple starts. I just don't have a big concern with him.
Yeah, and if there's a guy who's going to work hard to figure out what's wrong on the Phillies, I think Zach Wheeler ranks pretty close to the top as far as guys that we can be pretty confident in that.
No question.
All right, LA, it's so great to hear your voice. So great to hear your voice on the broadcast, but back with us. So,
yes, sir.
Look forward to hearing you tonight and then next week with us. So thanks. Thanks very much, LA.
I look forward to it. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
All right, brother. Be well.
There he is, Mr. Larry Anderson. I can imagine it's a little tough to give up the warm weather as well. You know,
he was. Well, again, Punk's Tony Phil, not cooked.
Yes, no, he was right.
He called this.
Yeah.
Still in hoodie season.
Yep.
What did Shapiro say?
Tornado or Josh?
Yeah, tornado.
We didn't get his spring forecast.
Oh, we didn't get we didn't do a groundhog game.
You know what? What an easy bit that would look. I'm going to pull back the curtain here. Tornado talking about seeing his groundhog or not seeing his groundhog.
I've
done that.
Yeah, somebody call Tornado. Doesn't he have a story? It was me, the groundhog. I grease. You know?
Impromptu, yeah.
Yeah, Roberto Alomar, and, you know, something. There had to be some story. All right, it's the one-year anniversary of the WIP Afternoon Show. We are asking for your grades, grade us, and constructive criticism. Kay in North Carolina, you're on WIP. What's up, Kay?
Hello, good afternoon.
Hi, Kay.
How are y'all doing today?
What's up, Kay?
Hey. I'm okay. I haven't talked to y'all since my boys became the Super Bowl champ. But you know, because I'm a football caller, as Jack says.
Yeah.
And that's only because we don't get to really hear the baseball games on Odyssey app if you don't live in the city. So
all right,
you get this recording that tells you that you can't hear.
Yep.
But I was just calling, you know, so the grade, I'll start with the grade. I'll give it a solid B.
Okay,
we take that.
Yeah, I'll take it. I'm already mad.
What's your biggest issue with the show?
That's me.
I'll give it a solid B, and I'll give it that B is good because it's entertaining, despite the fact that Spike's takes are ridiculous.
There it is. Yeah.
It's still a solid B. He keeps us entertained. He keeps us, you know, on our P's and Q's, so we know what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's just a solid B overall. Individual grades,
oh boy,
I won't even give an Ike an A.
That's my girl.
Yep. Nobody else gets an individual grade. I graded on a curve.
Well,
you know, I started.
We know what our grade is. If you gave him an A and you gave the show a B, we know what our grade is. Like, you
who has a higher grade, me or Spike, Kay?
You do.
That's all Fritz wants.
Ooh, boy.
No, I really like the show, but I really wanted to call in to thank you guys. I don't know if John's going to hear, but how you guys, you know, embrace my mom. So my last day in Philly was February the 10th, the day after we won. Mm. We were up there. Me and my mom was up there. And then, you know, she passed away the next day. But before we left the city, we were listening to the radio station, and I was on my way home. She's like, you're not going to stop? At Chicky and Pete, your friends are there. I'm I'm like, Mom, no, I'm not going to stop. She's like, you always stop. And I was like, okay, we'll stop. So we stopped. We got to see you guys. And then the next day, you know, she passed away. But, you know, when you have a big Phillies fan like that in your family, at least that Super Bowl was very special to me, this last one, because we got to watch it. We got to come back up to the city the next day, you know, scream Go Birds everywhere she went. Yeah. And I just want to thank you guys for embracing my mother, especially when, you know, she first got sick and I had to bring her down with me. Every time I came up there, John and Ike were always welcoming to us. So I just want to thank y'all, because this is truly a family. We listened every day. So my mom really thought y'all were my friends. Like, I really knew y'all.
Man.
So, Kay, I just want to thank y'all.
Yeah, no, listen, thank you for the support. Your mom is a wonderful listener, and obviously both of you two big Philadelphia sports fans, and always find it when people that are from this area that move out of the area, and when something from a sports-related event happens here, like the Eagles win the Super Bowl or what have you, people want to come back here and be in the city and be amongst other Eagles fans. I've always appreciated that about the sports fans here. And so, having lost my mom a few years ago, I'm trying not to get choked up, Kay?
Me too.
I am touched by that.
It took me 2 months to call. It took me 2 months to call. So thank you. I really thank you guys for opening up. She really enjoyed it, especially when she got to meet. She don't know Spike, but she got to take a picture with y'all. So she really enjoyed that moment that y'all had with her, made her day that one day. So I just wanted to, you know, thank y'all for that. I didn't want to get all emotional on
sports
radio.
It's okay.
But
yeah,
y'all rock though. So this is why this is one of the best segments on WIP, the afternoon show, in my opinion, because it was so family oriented and y'all kept it straight.
Oh, well, thank you.
Thank you, Kay. God bless you and your family.
So, absolutely.
All right, thank you. You guys have a good afternoon.
All right,
Go Birds.
I'm actually changing my grade of us to an A. After I heard another person give us a B, I was so I was like, a B, we deserve an A. So I'm giving us an A with a room for A plus. That's all I'm saying.
That is Spike right there.
Yeah,
that is Spike.
I was like, only a B.
You knew eventually he was not going to appreciate the B.
No, B. I love you, Kay, but come on, B. Really? He's 85? 100? Okay. This is the 1 year anniversary of the WIP Afternoon Show, and we're
used to this. We got another decade.
Yes, yeah. We are taking constructive criticism and your grade. So if you'd like to grade us, 215-592-9494. A guy that I give an F is next. That is Broads, Flyers and 50.
Oh, Broads?
Yeah,
come
he gets
on,
an
man.
F. He gets an F. I'm giving him an F. Broads is next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz on the one-year anniversary of the show. We thank you for the first year for listening. Making us successful, so we all keep our jobs, me specifically. I think Ike would definitely keep his job. Jack probably too.
Rest in peace, Mac Miller.
Oh, there you go. Yep. Rest in peace, Mac Miller. Speaking of Mac Miller, speaking of that song, joining us right now as he has most Wednesdays at 3:30 for a segment across the country. It is it's burning up the airwaves even in cities where they can't hear it. It's Flyers and 50 with Broads. Hey Broads.
What's up, boys? Well, where's the Zoom? Where's the Zoom?
It's
today?
Broken. Our Zoom's
talk
broken.
To the Zoom people.
I really
people.
Am disappointed in this, Broads.
Yeah, we wanted to see your YouTube face.
See, I think what you're trying to do is you're trying to, you don't want to let me have as much power during this segment as I deserve to have. So somebody's hitting buttons back there. Jack's trying to manipulate me. I don't buy it. You guys are all scums.
Wow, what? Scums. You really do embody Flyers fans, like always being slighted at all times. Yes. By the way, speaking of all this, Broads has been trying to push his own version of Ike Juice. Have you heard about this?
Whoa,
yeah,
what?
It's pretty ridiculous. I mean, is this going to catch on like Ike Juice has? Here it is.
Come on.
Come on.
What is that?
Boys. Come on, boy. Think of it. It's 1 a.m. It's a Thursday morning, and people want to talk Flyers. They say, yo, Broads, love the show, man. Best host on the station. Want to puck it up?
Oh,
and then
boy.
Bang.
Lakin is somewhere looking like he just chewed 7 blue chews.
You know what I realized?
Yeah.
I am just the bit thief. Because now I have Ike Juice, and now I'm going to be stealing the training camp bit from Elliot.
Yeah.
And I do around here.
Dude, that's what radio is.
Yes.
Radio is just stealing bits.
Stealing it, make it better, bro.
Yep.
Make it better.
There it is. We want you to be the training camp guy around here, not Elliot. By the way, is the Flyers season still, are they done? Like, I don't even know. Are they still playing?
Huge game on Thursday. They gotta lose.
Oh, now you want them to lose. Hold on.
Wait, hit the thing. Make them talk about it during the thing.
Flyers in 50 with Hunter Brody.
I didn't even get a chance to get into Alex Bump winning the national championship yet. But I'll start. Look, Buffalo, big game on Thursday. You need to lose because we are now playing around with that fourth worst record in the NHL. If they win in regulation, now we're talking about the seventh. So when those lottery balls start to bounce around and, you know, we're really praying for something good, we need to make sure the Flyers lose in regulation Thursday night to wrap up a good season. But truth be told, let me kind of, you know, sort of debate myself here, because I don't really care too much about the picks, considering we did have the number two overall pick twice and got Nolan Patrick and JVR, who both are not that good. And then number seven, we got Matt Mitchkov.
Yeah, but Mitchkov should have gone number two, right? I mean, he fell to number seven for no reason.
Well, doesn't that happen all the time? I mean, that happens all the time where these guys kind of slip and, hey, Russia scares me and this and that, and boom, Danny Briere sneaks in there, a.k.a. Howie Roseman 2.0.
Wow. No one's calling Danny Briere Howie Roseman 2.0.
Wait, does
2.0.
that make Danny Briere Kobe Bryant 3.0 if Howie Roseman is Kobe Bryant and Danny Briere is Howie Roseman?
Let me give you a little breakdown.
Yeah.
When it comes to most influential people in this town, it goes Jalen, Danny Briere, and then you can start throwing around the rest of the list.
Danny Briere is the second most influential person in Philadelphia?
Well, I mean, I have to send it a little email to, well, who did that? Was that Times?
Time Magazine.
Was that Time Magazine?
Yeah.
So you left out my guy Danny B.
Yeah.
Wow.
So if they lose, just for clarity's sake, if they lose, what pick do they get if they lose? Or there's a lottery, right, in the NHL?
Yeah, there is a lottery. It just comes down to them having the fourth best percentage.
Okay.
The ball is bouncing a certain type of way. So the loss is actually pretty big. I don't care about losses until the final game because there's just too much movement. But now that we're actually here, I do need them to lose.
Yeah, when did they start using a lottery system?
I don't know. I feel like I've only known the lottery system.
Yeah, it's really? Been a while. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I never knew it.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys watch Western Michigan beat Boston University?
Oh, man.
Oh, no. Nope. It's the Frozen Four. Is that more part of the... Is this what we have to look forward to once the Flyer season ends?
No, I told you. We got prospects to talk about.
All right.
Oh, jeez.
Trump signed his ELC. He's going to the Phantoms. Maybe we can win a Calder Cup with all of our prospects down in the American League. And then, you know, he doesn't burn his first year of his entry-level contract, which is great for the future to see Bump grow.
Are they going to hire the Western Michigan coach? Has that been a rumor out there?
And that was talked about as like, hey, we should look at all the avenues. It was just a reporter reporting. Okay. Should the
Bucks, well, because Jonesy went there.
Did I just hear him say it was an American league?
That's right.
Hockey?
Well, it's the AHL, the American Hockey League.
Yeah, the AHL. Oh. You're not watching minor league puck there, Mike?
I thought you meant like I thought, is there like an NFC, AFC thing?
No. Come on, man. They won the 04 Calder Cup with Richards and Gardy.
AHL.
Was that not in the East, West?
There is.
Yeah. How do you separate the NHL teams?
East West, right? It's East West.
This
is dynamite.
You guys have to ask me to clarify. This is a disgrace.
Well, it
is.
It's a disgrace. They used to have names. They used to be the
AHL's been around forever.
No, I'm not talking about AHL.
You guys are in your almost 60s.
How about this? Didn't Lindros play in the OHL, if I remember?
Yeah, I think
there
so.
There we go.
We're talking major junior hockey right now. You're throwing me OHL?
Yeah, come on.
I think we had a team in Cincinnati, the Cincinnati Cyclones.
That sounds about right.
Yeah.
Yeah, come on, Broach. Do you know that?
Yeah, the Cincinnati Cyclones. They're still kicking around.
They are?
Yeah, I'll tell you right now, they're part of the East Coast Hockey League. That's one dip below the AHL.
All right, and this bit is now one level below whatever we were doing
before.
It was
3 minutes too long.
Yeah. Yeah. I love the little R&B thing in the middle. Yeah. Can you hit it again one more time, Jack? Fuck it up. All right.
Bro, did you mix that yourself, bro?
There's no
way. I was just about to say, I sat in Battle's office for a good 30 minutes screaming, puck it up at the top of my lungs until we got one we liked.
All right, bro. When are you on IP again?
Tomorrow night, 10 p.m. Don't miss it.
There you go. All right, bro. We love you, buddy.
Love it, bro.
There he is, Hunter Brody, Broads 81 on Twitter. 215-592-9494. It is the one-year anniversary of the WIP Afternoon Show. I give the show an A for the year so far. Started off at a B, moved up to an A.
Nice.
Jack and Ike still at B+. We are asking for your grades. Of course, constructive criticism, no meanness. We don't want. 215-592-9494. Dan in Westchester, you're on WIP.
What's up, guys?
What's up, Dan?
What up, Dan?
Not too much. Condolences out to the last caller. Congratulations, you guys, for making it 1 year on the radio together. That's pretty cool.
There you go.
Thank you, sir.
So, You're welcome. I was going to give you guys a B, but after Ike upgraded the B to an A, I got to downgrade you guys to a C. And
well, first of all, that was Spike.
Have you noticed, by the way, hang on a second, have you noticed more and more people confusing
Spike and Ike?
Yes.
Yeah, it happens a lot, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's happened more recently. We couldn't be more, like...
Different.
Yeah, but whatever. Well,
no,
okay.
Spike sounds like Ike. Ike sounds like Spike.
Yeah, but no one... So did Mike. You hosted a show with Mike. No one ever called Barkan Ike, I don't think. In any case, we'll take your C and we're going to throw it right in the trash, Dan.
Damn right.
Yeah.
Well, I got a couple reasons why, and I think you guys can improve upon it, so just bear with me.
Okay.
So, Tornado Shapiro and Tommy Down the Shore, just those little... They're like corny bits. You know, I think you guys can just do a little bit better, so... That's my main...
Hold on, you don't like Tommy Down the Shore?
Or Tornado?
Nah, I can't get behind that, dude. This is too comic-y, corny, and I just don't get it. Maybe it's an older person thing.
Oh, whoa!
Oh, wow!
Sorry, we're having too much fun, yeah. Dan. Look, we asked for constructive criticism, and now I just want to fight with you all the time. Was there anything else you don't like, Dan?
Not that I can think of, man. Right. You guys got good commentary. You got good banter. Good takes on everything. So
all right.
I'll keep listening for now.
Do you have a next question
for
today?
Now.
Is Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's birthday? So we're asking for a famous accessory, as his goggles were famous. What do you got for that, Dan?
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry blend and orange hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Dude, Snoop Dogg and weed.
Weed as an accessory?
Well, if anyone.
Well.
Yeah, I would say.
He does. He smokes it like he's wearing a piece of jewelry.
Yeah, I would say him and Cheech and Chong, if anyone gets weed as an accessory, yeah, I think Snoop Dogg and Cheech and Chong.
Willie Nelson?
Oh,
yeah, Willie Nelson.
Yeah, but he's more than a weed guy.
Yeah, I would say if there's a Mount Rushmore.
Of weed?
Yeah, it's those three, I think, on the
Cheech and Chong, just one face on Mount Rushmore, or both of them?
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough to have two on one.
I'd have to go one face.
They
would be considered one.
One face.
Yeah, okay. I can't see one without the other.
So Snoop on the weed Mount Rushmore, Broads, maybe?
No, I don't think
okay.
so.
Okay, Snoop, Cheech and Chong, Willie Nelson. Is there another one pops into your mind?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't have
those
one.
Those are three.
Right off the top of my head.
Josh Gordon.
There's three pretty big ones.
Josh Gordon. Oh, wow, I've heard that name. Oh, well, no, yeah.
Yeah,
it was something a little more serious.
Yeah, it might have been stronger than weed.
Yes. You know, speaking of, I guess, pharmaceuticals, but legal
there
ones.
There we go.
Oh, Blue Chew is going to make you a man. I mean,
what was that sound you just made?
I think you
purred into the microphone.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Blue Chew is going to increase your performance in the bedroom, make her happier, mm-hmm. make you more confident, mm-hmm. which is going to make you more attractive to her, mm-hmm. which is going to mean it's all going to happen more. It's like a magic little chew there. Magic little chew. It's not a pill. We say pill. Pill you have to swallow with a drink. Blue Chew is a chewable. It's got the same.
Swallow it, you know, and eat it.
There you go. You got the same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, Levitra, and Staxin, but it's chewable. And that's not the only advantage. And by the way, the important thing I want to say here to you is that this is going to make things better. This is going to make things better.
For everyone. Yeah.
You're going to perform better.
Yeah.
So it's made and shipped right here in the USA, and that makes it cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing that's better, it's all done on the Blue Chew website, on bluechew.com. So no doctor's appointment.
Yep.
Have you tried to make a doctor's appointment lately?
The worst.
It's April 16th, right? You call up, they'll go, we'll see you. Our first opening is July 23rd.
That's not even an exaggeration.
Nope. Bluechew.com always opened, and they'll help you figure out the right mix. And it is shipped directly to you, so you don't have to worry about the pharmacy either.
Love it.
Yeah. So, and we care about you so much, and we're so convinced that this will help, we're going to pay for the first month, the WIP Afternoon Show.
On us.
It's our birthday, but we're paying for your gift. So go to bluechew.com, use promo code 94. It's free. All you got to do is pay the $5 for shipping, and then you get it in the mail, and you can...
chew it and do it.
Chew it, do it. Chew it, do it. Chew it, do it. Chew it, do it. Chew it, do it.
By the way, Bob Marley should probably be on there.
Oh, Bob Marley is
a
good
one.
Yes.
Great one.
Yes, that is a good one.
Hell, he would be out there before the other ones.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Yes, yeah. Marley, a good one. Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. What grade would you give the WIP Afternoon Show after 1 year? B, still leading at 28.1%. Second is F with 25.8%. We
nice.
Thank you. And then...
Second is F?
Yeah, but third is A right behind it at 23.6%. So, not bad.
Somehow we've gotten worse doing the show today.
Well, you know.
Well, they listened.
Yeah, they listened. So, we are a week and 1 day away from the NFL draft, mm-hmm. and the Eagles will pick 32. Mel Kiper Jr. had his, is it 3.0 mock draft, I believe? 3.0. And he has them selecting Jihad Campbell, who is a linebacker. Here's what he said about why. So, is Jihad Campbell, I get confused sometimes because they have guys listed as linebacker that in the NFL are actually an edge rather than actual linebacker.
Yeah.
Is Jihad Campbell, I don't know anything about
him.
He's
an off-ball linebacker.
Okay, all right. And, you know, the whole thing where you take a guy who's hurt, mm-hmm. especially a team who's good, has the ability to maybe wait on a guy and not need him to produce immediately when they get him. I don't know what the status of his rehab is. But a shoulder, too, I don't know. I'm not... not as worried about a shoulder as a knee or a back or a foot or something like that, you know? But any thoughts on Jihad Campbell?
Yeah. No, when I heard this clip earlier with Mel, this kid, obviously he's a good player, you know, would have been a higher, would have been projected to go higher in the first round, not for the injury. So all that's well stated. If the Eagles can find a way to get him late in the second, somewhere in the third, okay.
Okay, not at 32,
there's no
think.
Way. Okay. I just don't see it. I don't see it. I know we're under a new sort of order here as far
we care
as
about running backs and linebackers.
We pay our running backs and linebackers.
Yep.
We haven't gone that damn far over the bridge with paying Zach Bond, which you're going to pay him, and then turning around and drafting an off-ball linebacker in the first round.
Right.
Yeah, I don't see that happening.
So, and we have Mike Mayocco who'll join us at 4. We can ask him about Jihad Campbell. I think when we talked to Baldy, he said he felt like the draft was particularly deep with running backs.
Mm-hmm.
Could you see the Eagles taking a running back?
Yeah.
No.
No.
No. All right.
No, I just. Not with the first pick. Now, okay. if they get to that pick and they say to themselves, you know what, player that we want is not really here. We could take him early, but it'd be reaching for him. I mean, as far as would he be there for us in the second round, or should we just move out of the first round and pick up more picks and get the player that we want by moving back a few picks?
Right.
Maybe that could happen. Honestly, I think running back in the third round.
Okay.
It's a deep draft for running backs. I tell you the running back that I want. I don't think he's going to be there in the third round. They would have to take him in the second round. I want the kid out of Ohio State, the Trayvon Henderson.
Okay.
Yeah.
What kind of a running back
like
is he?
Like a Saquon Light.
Oh, okay.
Saquon was the number two pick in the draft.
Yeah, I was
not
light.
That damn good.
Right,
he's not
right,
that
right, right.
good. But as far as having breakaway speed and being an explosive runner, like, yeah.
Okay.
I like Henderson.
215-592-9494.
Saquon Light.
Raji in Philly. You're pretty light. No high
extra
expectations.
Light. Yes,
yeah.
yes.
Raji in Philly, you're on WIP. What's up, Raj?
Hey, what's up, man? How you doing? How you guys feel?
Raji.
Hey, man. I don't want to get in trouble, but I just want to make sure because you guys got the Elon Musk Twitter thing. But did you guys bring up the Jackie Robinson Day yesterday?
Like
it was April 15th?
We did in leading off. Yes.
Okay, cool.
Yeah,
yo. Because I just wanted to say, man, like, I think what you guys do as a radio is, like, you guys are awesome, man. So I originally had you guys high up on that A grade, but then I heard that one caller talk about, like, the sexual innuendos and stuff. So I was like, you know, in the office when they're like, you know, it's always like, that's what she said. And it's like, you know, when you're a kid, you kind of do that. I feel like it's kind of getting a little redundant with your show. And that's why I got to give you guys a B.
Oh,
too much sex talk.
Yeah.
Guys like to be stroked.
Yeah. I think, Raj, I hear what you're saying. We like being juvenile because it takes the pressure off sometimes. We're trying to have a good time. I hear what you're saying.
No, I respect that. And
dial it back, man. Dial back.
Hardest wood I've ever touched.
Jack really loves it.
Yeah, I can see where that influence came from.
But bombs and dongs galore.
See, Jack, what you did?
You got to make money, man. I know your demographic needs that blue chew. So,
you guys don't understand how small it is.
You got to pay the bills around here.
Yeah, for sure. But I just wanted to also because I love talking hoops with you guys. You guys keep it going for the afternoon. You know, you guys are bringing up. I heard somebody say like Steph Curry's. Like top better than LeBron, and like I just wanted your guys' opinion with like the way their careers are going. Like, do you think Durant has hurt his legacy? And like everyone used to think he's top 10, top 15. Like I don't see that.
Yeah, his legacy is taking a hit.
Yeah, huge.
Yeah,
I
mean the Brooklyn stint and the Phoenix Suns stint.
They didn't even make the playoffs.
Yeah,
man, they got 3 max contracts. So.
And jumping around and like you know, his best thing would have been to stay. Look, he can do whatever he wants for his life and make him happy. His best thing would have just been when everyone was ripping him for going to Golden State and cheating, he should have just stayed there. And they could have won. They could have won so many championships. It would have been impossible for anyone to question it anymore.
Yep.
Like they could have won three more, and all of a sudden we could all talk to him about going to a loaded team. But if he wins five championships with Golden State or something, then they couldn't have questioned him. So I think the two things would have been stay in Golden State or stay in Oklahoma City. Or if you don't want to do that anymore because you don't want to play with Westbrook anymore, I get it. Then just stay in Golden State.
Yeah.
But he's still a great player. But yeah, I think he's hurt. There's no way he's top 10 anymore.
Now
he's top 25 type player. Yeah. I think he gets talked about. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, man, I totally agree. I think when that happened, Curry's trajectory has now gotten higher to like he's top 7, 10, whatever you want to say. But, you know, with his success. So I totally agree with you guys. I love talking hoops with you guys. And, I just want to say with the question, I got Slick Rick the eye patch.
Oh, for famous accessory? That's it.
Good call,
excellent
Raj.
One.
Good call, Raj.
Love you guys, man. Peace.
All right, Raj.
Good call, brother.
Oh, that's a great one.
Yeah.
The eye patch for Slick Rick? Absolutely.
Bro, great sports content.
Yes.
Great constructive criticism.
Yes, yes.
And then answer the question.
Yeah, a little basketball content in there. Yeah, Durant.
Top 20 player.
Dude, people were dying to make him top 10. That's the thing. When you're talking about his legacy, that's the thing that sucks for him is that there was a path there.
Well, he let Kyrie trick him out of his position.
Yep. Talked him into
Brooklyn. That's what he did. Talked him into leaving.
Yep.
And, you know, most basketball fans who wanted LeBron to win or maybe their other favorite player to win, they didn't want Golden State to win. They were hoping for the breakup.
Yes, because they were unbeatable.
Yes, they were hoping for the breakup, and that's what Durant doesn't realize. It's like, dude, you could have just stayed there. That would have died down eventually, and you just would have been a warrior for the rest of your career.
Because they just would have won too much for anyone to complain about it.
Yeah.
As good as the Heat were with LeBron and Bosh and Dwayne Wade, the Warriors were better.
It was way better because they fit better.
Yeah.
They fit better, seriously. Yeah.
Absolutely.
I agree. Yeah, it's unfortunate with that much talent.
Well, now he's going to get traded again.
Offseason,
he's not going to be on the side.
Now he's team jumping. He doesn't know where the hell to go.
Fifth pick and Paul George for Kevin Durant.
I'd do it.
Hey, John. Hey, Mark. How you doing?
I'd
do it.
You know, Daryl's always wheeling and dealing for a guy who's
I'm like,
injured.
I'd do it.
Yep. All right. It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's our one-year anniversary. Looking for a grade for us, 215-592-9494. And coming up next, Mike Mayock will give us his grades for some potential Eagles that we could see drafted in a week. Our draft expert, Mike Mayock, joins us next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
In 2009, 3 days before Halloween, a grisly crime stunned the seaport town of Anacortes, Washington.
I can only describe it as evil.
From 48 Hours, this is Trained to Kill, the dog trainer, the heiress, and the bodyguard.
He couldn't control his obsession.
Who was the hunter and who was the hunted? Follow and listen to Trained to Kill on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.